G'day, I'm Eddie Summerfield. Welcome and thanks for listening to our National Rural News Close-Up podcast. The citrus industry is facing losses of $1.7 million a day because of tightened New South Wales border restrictions. Without consultation, the state's health minister banned seasonal workers from crossing the border from Victoria. Some growers have seen their workforce slashed by up to 25 people after the restrictions came into place on Wednesday. I caught up with Citrus Australia Chief Executive Nathan Hancock.
We are making some ground. We're working with the New South Wales DPI to try to map out a way forward. So that's encouraging. It's not a simple solution, and sometimes when you do something in haste, it can take a while to untangle the mess. So we're working on that on behalf of New South Wales Health.
So how long would you anticipate until we might have a solution where we can see workers returning to travelling over the border to pick the fruit?
Well, certainly Citrus Australia and the industry are very aware of how much pressure there is to get this right. So, you know, we're doing everything we can. New South Wales DPI are very attuned to it as well, and we are working hard to get something on paper that we can present. So I'm thinking it's going to take still a couple of days, but hopefully no longer than that, and we might see some resolution early in the next week.
That's pleasing to hear. Can you tell me how tough has it been for growers, and what have they been experiencing since these restrictions came into place on Wednesday?
Well, it's tough on a number of people, but yeah, look, the growers they've got orders they need to fill. Packing sheds have placed orders, and they understand as well that there's difficulties, and they're now trying to work out how they fill those orders through other sources and are communicating with their retailers, etc. So it's like dropping a big rock in the pond and working out where all the ripples are going to go and trying to sort these different issues out. You've got the seasonal workers who are turning up at the bridge and are getting turned away, which is, you know, pretty distressing for them because I don't hear anybody in the media expressing to them that they're working on their behalf and that things are going to improve. In fact, the Premier and the Treasurer and the Health Minister are pretty much indifferent to that situation, which I think is very disrespectful and something we're trying to rectify. And so the grower is stuck in the middle, as we quite often are, completely blindsided by this decision made by the Health Minister. And we're doing our very, very best to try and assist them and get them back to being able to do their work and get the fruit picked and packed and down to your retailers in, you know, Sydney, Melbourne, all around the country.
So on the issue of seasonal workers, they're being turned away from work. Is there the fear that this debacle could see them leave the Sunraysia region because they're not getting the work at the moment as this continues to drag on?
Look, we'd encourage them to stay, and we'd like them to know that it's not just the citrus industry. There's other industries that are going to need workers. I've read that that wine grapes need people, and avocados need people, and dried fruit need people. So I know that there's work there, and they're all working in the background to try and assist with this as well. So please, if you're a seasonal worker in Mildura or Sunraysia region, hold tight. People are coming to try and help. We are doing our best to sort this out as quickly as we can. We know that you're critical workers, and we're doing our best to make it possible for you to go to work as early as next week.
And the time-critical nature of this, Nathan, I see that on a document Citrus Australia put out that one grower was quoted as saying they've lost 25 staff. Can you explain to us what that means. How big of losses are they facing at a day-by-day kind of nature if they're not able to pick the fruit when it is ready to go?
So, Eddie, if you do some back-of-the-envelope math, we're estimating somewhere between 800 and 1,200 workers can't get across the border to work on citrus orchards in the neighbouring New South Wales towns. There's about 100 or so farms. So if 1,200 pickers can't go and pick fruit, they each pick six bins a day. That's 7,200 bins, which, you know, on an average price, it means the industry is losing $1.7 million a day.
So that really highlights why this issue needs to be resolved.
Well, look, I think if we see those numbers and we realise that it's been now 2.5 days since this decision was made, and perhaps another couple of days before we get a resolution, I think the Minister and the Premier need to realise that the decisions they've made have severely impacted our industry. And at the moment, you know, that fruit's okay, but it doesn't have an endless shelf life. It's a living product, and yeah, it will reach a point where that those losses become actual instead of potential. That they are going, it's going to tip over, and we're going to start to have severe losses in this district. So time is against us, and we really need their support once our plan comes forward.
Citrus Australia Chief Executive Nathan Hancock there speaking on the border restrictions between New South Wales and Victoria. That is a wrap from the National Rural Newsroom for today. I'm Eddie Summerfield. Have a great afternoon.